Welcome to another edition of Monday Night in America here on NDB Media. I'm your host, Roger Noriega, and thank goodness it is great to be back. Wow, haven't been on air, I think, since early January, at least on Monday night. For Saturday, Sports Talk with the Guys has been on, and it's been a heck of a run. Tax season has passed. Oh, wow, was that a season? It was sweet. It was a season I'd never had, and it was absolutely delicious. I'm over in the office right now, and I'm actually leaving my desk because it turns out that I need bartender. I need a hit, and I'm going to get me some Cherry Coke right now. So as we begin, I'm going to ask you to bear with me, and I'm breaking every dietary sin there is. And no, it's not any product placement. It's just everyone else. Now, if I had Cool Ranch Doritos, life would be perfect. I did purchase those, but they're at work, and I left them there at my regular job. But so be it. Doesn't matter. They're there. Life will continue. Wow. I don't know if you've noticed the most recent National Geographic. Wow, it is really cool. It's the May edition. It has Leonardo da Vinci on the cover. Really cool stuff, and they talk about, well, they refer to him as a Renaissance man for the 21st century. But there's some other stuff in there, which is really cool. If you have a chance, check it out. I got to tell you, it's a lot of good neat stuff in there. But that's just a National Geographic issue. While the NFL draft came and went, wow, the Raiders, the Raiders. Oh, my goodness, the Raiders. That one hurt. Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, with all respect to Cuervo, who was on Saturday program, thank you very much, Cuervo, for returning. I got to tell you, it hurt. The Raider picks, I think they were good, but they had three first-rounders, man. Three. By the way, I don't know if you can count one, two, and three. That's it. Three first-rounders. Wow. Can't believe it. Gosh, ever since I've been on, so much has changed in the world. It's like, where do you start, right? But I'm reaching, both figuratively and literally. I had to run into the office to make sure I had everything going. And, of course, you know, it's not. But that's all right. I've been watching Game of Thrones. Once this episode is over, I'm going to catch up with episode 4. I've not seen it. And the first three are in. I don't know if I really want to reveal anything right now. Because some people still have not seen it. But you know what? No, there are going to be no spoilers. We're not going to do the route of Game of Thrones. But like I said, I haven't seen episode 4. I will see it tonight. Apparently my daughter and my youngest and my wife are going to a billiards place tonight. Wow. So let me pretend to drink liquor. I'm going to serve my Cherry Coke in a brandy glass, and I'm going to take one. I'm going to take a hit right now. Oh, man. I felt like Hook in, what is that, Zulu? Oh, in the final night or the last night. Well, actually, it was I think the battle was just fought over 2 days, but it was that one night where Hook saves quite a few lives and he gets into the brandy container. Oh. Oh my goodness. Anyway, really well done, Zulu. Good stuff. Great movie if you have a chance to watch it. I mean, it's not a modern special effect movie, but it is very well done. Oh, oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah, it is. But anyway, Yankees, wow. I know, I keep going back to sports. Guys, I'm going to be all over the place. I've returned home, and you should know me already. I am all over the place. That's my wife. She'll tell you. She'll tell you I'm all over the house. But, again, that's just a personal comment. Wow. I sent myself quite a bit of material that I want to start going over. And I'm going to have my usual Only in America segments and stuff like that in just a little bit. But for right now, there's some stuff that I really want to go ahead and talk about. Oh, is that where I sent it? I sent it to. Okay. I know here in Southern California, the city of Los Angeles has made street vendors legal, apparently. And now there's a major concern that they're not going to be legal, or that it's going to be very difficult for them to pay their bills and stuff like that. It's like, wait a minute. You know, they're hiding in the shadows. Businesses that are in buildings, we'll say restaurants, they have to abide by so many rules which are good for everyone. It's best for society. And you have street vendors that apparently are people who aren't doing very well. They want to make a living, but they're, no matter what they do, they're not held to the same industrial standard as a restaurant is. And they just want a fair chance out there because of their condition, because they don't have money or maybe their legal status, whatever. So fine, LA City says, you know what, we're going to make this happen. Come out of the shadows and be legal. And now there's a complaint that, oh, they're not going to be able to pay. This is utterly disappointing. Utterly disappointing to me, and I just don't get it. It's, you come out of the shadows. Nothing is easy in life, and it is what it is. This is the best thing, but now they're going to go ahead. And this is the left. The left is complaining now. And even though I find myself on every side from time to time, and the same argument as well, I'm going to tell you that this is better for everyone. They're going to be checked. They're going to be, you know, certified to make sure that they're doing things properly, and this is good for everyone. And now they don't want to play because it's going to cost them? Hey, that's the way it is, people. And I'm sorry that you feel that way. And I don't know, maybe you're surprised that I'm taking that sort of a stance, but in the city of Los Angeles, street vendors are legal. There are rules. They have to abide by them. Look, I've gone by many of these places, and they don't care. They leave a mess. They do their deed, and they leave, and they don't clean up. And people have to walk through there. Animals come by. They just don't clean up. And now, if they're legal, they have to follow rules. That's what it is. They just don't like it. It's like youth, little kids. They just don't want to follow rules. This is better for all of us. And I'm glad LA City went ahead and did this. Let them come out of the shadows. If they're going to do this to earn a living, well, just like everyone else, they have to follow rules. I want to bring this one back. I haven't done this one in a while. I know you've heard it, but I love this one. I use this one in the sports program. Actually, did I? No, I told someone about it just the other day. But I'm going to do it right now. It's the Union Dog. I don't know if you've heard it, but I love it. I love it, love it so. But here we go. Four individuals were discussing as to how smart their dogs were. The first one was an engineer, and he said his dog was named T-Square, and he could do math calculations. He told his dog to get some paper and draw a square, a circle, and a triangle, which the dog did most easily. The accountant said, that's good, but he feels his dog is better. A slide rule. Come over, said the accountant. And while you're doing so, fetch a dozen cookies and divide them into piles of three. Apparently, slide rule was able to do this with no problem. The chemist said that was good, but he felt his dog could do better. A measure. Why don't you get a quart of milk and pour 7 ounces into a 10-ounce glass? The dog did it with no problem. All three men agreed this was very good, and their dogs were equally smart. But then, of course, they turned to the last man, a union worker, and asked what his dog could do. The union man perked up, whistled, "Shh, a coffee break. Come on over and show the fellows what you can do." Immediately, Coffee Break went over and ate the cookies, drank the milk, took a dump on the paper, screwed the other dog, and claimed the injured his back while doing so, filed a grievance for unsafe working conditions, applied for workman's compensation, and went home on sick leave. Hey, Coffee Break. I love that one. I just love it. So as you can tell, I'm a working man, and I love me some union dog. Anyway. Wow. Some political stuff. I'm just amazed. My wife now understands why whenever there's an election, which is every 2 years now, and the cycle is just eternal, when it really starts to heat up, she understands why I love elections. Some people love March Madness. Some people love the NHL playoffs. I love election season. It's terribly exciting. You don't know what's going to happen. Not unlike sports. And it's real people. And it's painful at times. And it's terribly exciting at others. And it is quite a bit of fun. And I tell you, I'm starting to feel them juices going again. It's coming time. It's coming around. Election season and me lacking it. And in the world of politics right now, folks, if a Mueller or Mueller, it's Mueller, folks, do it correctly, say it correctly, pronounce it correctly. Mueller apparently is very unhappy with what the Attorney General Barr did, so much so they wrote a letter saying, hey, you didn't get this right. You're misleading people. So we know how bad it really was. And now they've got to turn over the entire report unredacted to Congress, and they failed to do so. Wow. It's getting petty, but the Democrats are no different than the Republicans in this. And we're talking about rule of law here, people. Barr, I mean, what are they going to do, really? Are they going to hold him in contempt? What? What's going to happen? Will he be arrested? What's going to happen with Barr if they hold him in contempt? Are they going to vote to censure or to hold him in contempt? Would it be a hollow victory? Do you want to go all the way forward with this, knowing that there's going to be legal action? If there's a litigious man in office, it is the one who is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. This is crazy. We are going into I don't know if Pandora's box has been opened yet, but we're staring at it. There's no doubt. And wow. I don't know. No one could ever have come up with this on any movie or television show. It's just unbelievable. It's just so outlandish. But again, the other side of me is, wow. What? It's funny. Again, I'm all over the place. There's allegedly an ancient Chinese curse that says, may you live in interesting times. How is that a curse? I don't know how it is, but don't matter. It's funny, I hear some stuff just outside the office. There's activity outside. But hey, I'll just lower my voice and just see if I can get through it. But anyway, again, all the stuff that's going on. Wow. I've been spending a lot of time on YouTube getting away from the political stuff because there's just too much to go over right now, and I just really don't want to do that right now. It's just not worth its time. I don't want to do. Oh, hey, got another joke for you. No, it's not Union Dog Part 2. What does a BMW and a porcupine have in common? What does a BMW and a porcupine have in common? Or I should say, what is the difference between a BMW and a porcupine? There it is. The BMW has the prick on the inside. Oh, let me take a drink of my my brandy. Oh, that is delicious. But all right. Well, hey, I'm terribly excited to be back on air. And I, of course, have seen the Avengers movie Endgame. I saw Captain Marvel. Oh, fun movies, terribly fun. Again, I really don't want to spoil them at this point because I just believe it's worth it. You should check it out. It's a lot of fun. I really humbly suggest you guys should go ahead and check that stuff out. Wow. It's cool. Yeah. Endgame. 3 hours. I had no problem. 3 hours. Thank goodness. I guess I have a great constitution. So does my wife. We had no problem. We know the movie's going to be 3 hours, so we prep for it. How difficult is it? I understand that some people do have genuine issues when it comes to being able to hold it. But most people were just whining and complaining that there's no good place for a pee break. Folks, it's 3 hours. This is amazing. I'm going to steal a line from Tarvino, Brian Tarvin. This is the continued pussification of America. 3 hour movie, folks. Hold it in. That's all you have to do. Just hold it in. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that there are people complaining about this. I remember The Lord of the Rings. All first two movies were 3 hours. It's unbelievable. The first movie was 1 hour, 78 minutes. Second movie was 178 minutes. Next movie was 179 minutes. And then the next movie was 3 hours and 20 minutes. Wow. I do not recall anyone complaining about pee breaks. And you were sitting there for 4 hours, basically. When the movie was on, I didn't see anyone bail at any one moment. So, whatever. Hey, it is what it is. I humbly recommend them. And we'll see. I understand the Spider-Man movie is out soon. And last Saturday was Comic Book Day in America. Tell you, I'm all over the place, folks. That's just the way it is. What was I going to take a look at? No, I want to see that one. I need to do the one about the Union Dogs. That's okay. Actually, you know what? I have to open up one of my files where I collect the news stories, so forgive me a moment. My daughter and I were watching something just the other day about these really strange laws. And it's crazy. They call them blue laws because they're really not enforced. But we'll see. I have a few of them. This is under dumb laws in California. This is just California, folks. Oh, is there one in Pomona? Oh, okay. Before I get into the one for Monday Night America, is this what we're going to do? Hold on. Let's go to Monday Night America. Yeah, baby. Ooh. We have a lot of stories. Hijo de su madre. We're going to talk about what happens to your body when you hate your job. Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, just a few dumb laws in California. California prison workers will no longer be allowed to have sex with inmates. Hey, go figure. Film producers must have permission from a pediatrician before filming a child under the age of 1 month. It's unlawful to let a dog pursue a bear or bobcat at any time. These are laws in California. In San Jose and Sunnyvale, it is illegal for grocery stores to provide plastic bags. Yeah, that's, yep. You may only throw a frisbee at the beach in Los Angeles County with a lifeguard's permission. Whoa! Animals are banned from meeting publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or place of worship. Ooh, I have little kitties here. I don't know. Yeah, that might not be good. Bathhouses are against the law? I know that. Sunshine is guaranteed to the masses? Wow. Sure. It's a misdemeanor to shoot any kind of a game from a moving vehicle unless the target is a whale. Wow. Women may not drive in a house coat. Woohoo! No vehicle without a driver may exceed 60 miles per hour. Oh, that's a real law right now, and that has to do with the driverless vehicles. Okay, laws in Alhambra. You cannot leave your car on the street overnight without the proper permit. Yeah, I know that. Arcadia, peacocks have the right of way to cross any street, including driveways. In Baldwin Park, nobody is allowed to ride a bicycle in a swimming pool. It's crazy. In Belvedere, city council order reads, well, wait a minute, Belvedere. It's got to be L.A. City Council because Belvedere. Wait a minute, is Belvedere in the county? I got to check that one out. Oh, unless it's, I'm thinking of Belvedere here in L.A., but it's really its own city in California, somewhere else. But City Council reads, no dog shall be in a public place without its master on a leash. Sweet, that's good. And you can actually check the text on that. In Blythe, you're not permitted to wear cowboy boots unless you already own at least two cows. Oof. These are blue laws. In Burlingham, it's legal to spit except on baseball diamonds. In Carmel, good old Clint Eastwood. I wonder if he passed any of these laws. A man can't go outside while wearing a jacket and pants that do not match. Oof, I'd probably do time then. Ice cream may be eaten while standing on the sidewalk. Repealed when Clint Eastwood was mayor. Go figure. Women may not wear high heels while in the city limits. Wow. That's crazy. There are more dumb laws in California. Let's check them out. In Cathedral City, it's prohibited to sleep in a parked vehicle. Wow, next time I'm doing Uber and Lyft, which I hope not to, but there you go. It's persons may not ride their bicycles through the Fountain of Life, and one may not bring their dog to school. In Cerritos, all dog waste must be removed from any yard within 7 days. Oh, well, I can't believe that. But okay, in Chico, it's illegal to plant a garden in any public street. Detonating a nuclear device within city limits results in a $500 fine. In Chico, one must obtain a permit from the city to throw hay in a cesspool. It's illegal to own a green or smelly animal hide. Bowling on the sidewalk is illegal. Driving a herd of cattle down the street is against the law in Chico. In Dana Point, one may not use one's own restroom if the window is open. That's funny. In Downey, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. Yeah, I believe that's true. I work in Downey, and I don't think they can do that. In El Monte, sandboxes may not be used as ashtrays. Pinball machines are outlawed, as well as mock horse racing games, and waitresses are not allowed to consume drinks bought by her customers. Oh, is that sexist or what? Woohoo! In Eureka, persons may not sleep on a road. One must seek written permission from the director of public works before playing baseball in a city park. Men who wear mustaches are forbidden from kissing women. And a man with a mustache may not kiss a woman. Oh, well, there you go. It's twice. In Fresno, no one may annoy a lizard in the city park. It's funny. All right. In Fresno, skipping rocks in the city park is not allowed. It's against the law to hold a private bingo game. Permanent markers may not be sold in city limits. Oh, in the city limits. It's illegal to sell gasoline to a drunken person. Oh, yeah, duh. What are they going to do, drink it? Elementary schools may not host poker tournaments. Wow, PTA was really hurting for some money one time. Getting drunk on the playground is against the law. In Glendale, California, one may not take his dog on an elevator with him. I thought they were going to say it was illegal to have Dracar in your veins, but that's okay. Yeah, that's insensitive. A person must be 18 years old to buy a wax container. It's illegal to jump into a passing car, and cars may not be driven in reverse. In Glendale? In Glendale? Really? Wow. In Hermosa Beach, public restrooms must be supplied with toilet paper. Not tissue paper, but toilet paper. No person may show his or her buttocks on a playground. Oh, yeah. Almost any kid that has his pants dragging. It's illegal to pour salt on the highway in Hermosa Beach. Yeah, I guess. Now, all them Easterners want to get a feel for what it's like where they're from. Oh, man, in Hollywood, it's legal to drive more than 2,000 sheep down Hollywood Boulevard at one time. All right, so if you take 1,000, are you cool with that? In Indian Wells, it's illegal for a trumpet player to play his instrument with the intention of luring someone to a score. Think about that. It's illegal for a trumpet player to play his instrument with the intention of luring someone to a store. Wow. I'm almost done with my cherry coke. Drinking intoxicating cement is prohibited. Sure. Foretelling the future for donations is illegal. And crushing rocks in the city limits is forbidden. In Lafayette, you are forbidden to spit on the ground within 5 feet of another person. In Lodi, it's illegal to shoot silly string at parade participants. Oh, my daughter would be shattered. In Long Park, it's illegal to possess or own a It's illegal to possess, own, or raise roosters. It's countryside out there, people. I've been to Long Park. In Long Beach, cars are the only item allowed in a garage. Whoa, thank God I don't live there. It is illegal to curse on a mini golf course. I don't think they have any in Long Beach. In Los Angeles, toads may not be licked. Oh, I'm lucky Puig went over to Cincinnati. It is a crime for dogs to be within 500 yards of a church. Zoot suits are prohibited. It is illegal for a man to beat his wife with a strap wider than 2 inches without her consent. Oh, my gosh. You cannot bathe two babies in the same tub at the same time. You may not hunt moths under a street light. And it's illegal to cry on the witness stand. Now, in Los Angeles County, which has 80-some different municipalities, all food in a children's camp must be approved by the director before being used. So these laws actually apply to me. It is illegal to set metal balloons afloat in the air. Ooh. No person may charge admission to a house party. It is illegal to skateboard and roller skate through the courthouse and library. Yeah, I believe that's true. That is. In Norco, vehicles may not contain sound systems which allow someone to hear noise outside the vehicle. It is unlawful to give another fireworks. All persons wishing to keep a rhinoceros as a pet must obtain a $100 license first. In Norco, growing oleander flowers is illegal. In Ontario, roosters may not crow in the city limits. That's funny. In Pacific Grove, it is illegal to molest butterflies. What is this world coming to? Looking down the list, there's nothing to Pomona, so there aren't too many idiots over here. It's a bunch of poor people. In Palm Springs, it's illegal to walk a camel down Palm Canyon Drive between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. In Pasadena, it's illegal for a secretary to be alone in a room with her boss. Well, I'm not opening my business there. In Portola, one may not allow his or her dog to chase a squirrel in the summer. It is illegal to fish from an overpass in the city. No person may carry a fish into a bar. Sounds like a stupid joke. In Prunedale, two bathtubs may not be installed in the same house. Redlands, they're just They're right over here. Let's see how red they are. Excuse me. Motor vehicles may not drive in a city street unless a man with a lantern is walking ahead of it. See what I mean? Redwood City, it's illegal to have a monkey or a reptile. Riverside, one may not carry a lunch down the street between 11 and 1 o'clock. In San Diego, it's illegal to shoot jackrabbits. I thought it said jackasses. From the back of a streetcar. The owners of houses with Christmas lights on them past February 2nd may be fined up to $250. Okay, houses with Christmas lights, but I have houses on my tree. Is that the same thing? San Francisco, giving or receiving oral sex is prohibited. Wow. Prohibits elephants from strolling down Market Street unless they're on a leash. It's illegal to wipe one's car with used underwear. Oh, so then when you're stopped at a street light and they try to wash your car, it's illegal. Persons classified as ugly may not walk down any street. I guess I can't go to San Francisco. It is illegal to pile horse manure more than 6 feet high on a street corner. Apparently, you haven't been in many staff meetings lately. In San Jose, it's illegal to have more than 2 cats or dogs. It's not fair. In San Luis Obispo, using a gas-powered blower at a business on Sunday is prohibited. I agree. Santa Monica, you may not play percussion instruments on the beach. In Shasta Lake, you may not raffle off a dog as a gift in any public place. This is crazy, all these stupid laws. And it is here. This one alone is just in California. In Simi Valley, remote-controlled cars can only be driven in designated areas of city parks. In Temecula, ducks have the right-of-way to cross Rancho California Street. In Thousand Oaks, before business may have a, quote, going-out-of-business sale, unquote, they must obtain a special permit from the city manager. You think they can afford it if they're going out of business? In Walnut, wow, this is a lot of get a hold of this. Walnut's just a few miles away. Males may not dress as a female unless a special permit is obtained from the sheriff. So is that like going from sheriff to police and police to sheriff? Yeah, special permit. One may not leave sand in their own driveway. Ice cream men must obtain a license before selling any ice cream from their car. Kites may not be flown above 10 feet above the ground. What? May not be flown above 10 feet over the ground. I don't get that one. Children may not wear a Halloween mask unless they get a special permit from the sheriff. And persons may not pick flowers from city parks. Wow. That was dumb laws in California. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well, I think we're going to be revisiting this from time to time. This was funny. So, I think we are going to save this one. Dumb laws. I like that one. But all right. Ladies and gentlemen, today is, as I mentioned, March 6th. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But the weather today, it actually rains, surprisingly. Kind of cool, though. Let me see if I can get this one right. It's going to work. The Weather Channel now uses, or it's an IBM Watson business. Hey, you know what? I just want to see the weather, folks. That's it. That's all I want. I'm trying to find the place where to input, the weather, and it's not letting me anywhere. Boneheads. Well, it's 60 degrees right here in Pomona, California, so I don't know what to tell you. Did you know on this day in history, on May 6th, the English Channel Tunnel opened in 1994? That's crazy. I didn't know that. Also on this day, back in 2013, the Ohio kidnapped victim was rescued after years in captivity. On this day in 2013, three women are rescued from a Cleveland, Ohio house. That's that one's not good. That one had to do with Ariel Castro. Yeah. In 1984, Spinal Tap stages a comeback at CBGB's in New York City. Today, the Hindenburg disaster took place in 1937. In 1954, Roger Bannister runs the first 4-minute mile. World War I, the Second Battle of Grithia, Gallipoli, begins. in 1970, students from colleges all over the U.S. launched an anti-war protest. 2 years after that, South Vietnamese defenders hold on to unlock. Bannister breaks the 4 minute mile. I already mentioned that one. Today, in 1935, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt creates the Works Programs Administration, the WPA. There is a plaque at the Public Works Yard at 1525 Alcazar. That's on one of the condemned buildings. Yeah, it's going to have to come down. And it has WPA on it in 1941, the dedication plaque. That is cool. I wish I was still there. I'd be able to make the connection. I'd be able to show you guys the picture right now. In 1911, Hangman George Maledon dies. In 1940, George Steinbeck wins the Pulitzer for The Grapes of Wrath. In 2004, final episode of Friends airs on NBC. In 1864, the Civil War generals Grant and Lee continue fighting. Yeah, I'm sorry, they just did. But anyway, wow. That's kind of cool. That's what happened today in history. You already have the weather. I don't know what it's going to look like tomorrow. I think it's still going to be a bit cool, but we'll see. Yeah, Tuesday is going to be 68. Wednesday is going to be 69. Not bad. But there's going to be showers late tonight here in Southern California, or more likely Pomona, but that's okay. So what is the rest of... Man, it's not going to warm up till Monday next week. Monday next week is looking at being, no, Tuesday, 78, but partly cloudy. Wednesday next week, 77, partly cloudy. And then Monday, oh, wow. So 2 weeks from today, they're already looking at sunny, 81 degrees. Wow. Okay. Good job. Weather prognosticators. I think it's illegal in certain cities for you guys to ask for donations after predicting the future. Is weather prognostication predicting the future? I don't know. We'll see. Don't forget, guys, if you want to give us a call, the number is 914-338-0314. Just press 1 on your keypad and we know you guys want it. I want to thank everyone who's listening both live and in the archive. I know I'm just coming back, being on air again. Wow. Really a lot of fun doing this. Yeah, tax season is over. I'm already almost ready for next year. It's crazy. I reinvested a lot of the funds. I already have next year's program purchased and a lot of my materials, notepads, ink cartridges and stuff, all ready to go. Wow. So we'll see. This Friday, I have an appointment. It's going to be an online appointment where I'm going to have the training for the new program. 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. I'm going to be up early. We'll see what's going to happen. But no matter what, I know I'm all over the place because this is what I like doing. And who knows, maybe we'll do joke night very, very soon to get back into the thick of things. You know what? I'm going to invite people back. There it is, June 3rd. Joke night in America. It's back. It'll be right after the holiday. I don't believe we're going to be on air on May 27th. I have no intention on being on air. It's going to be a holiday. Yeah, we're going to be a tad more liberal. Memorial Day weekend. Oh, I'm going to be in Las Vegas. On the 30th, 31st of July, and August 1st. I have a Latino tax fest I'm aiming to go, and I'm probably going to leave Monday after work. And so there will be no program on the 29th, almost assuredly. But our anniversary program will be on September 30th. Actually, it should be on September 23rd because we debuted on the last Tuesday. That's the 24th, and that's about the time we debuted, if I'm not mistaken. Wow. Wow, that'll be 11 years in the books. That's freaking crazy. Yeah, I'm just looking at it. Actually, I think it was the 29th was the official one. But it was on a Tuesday. It was the last Tuesday in September in 2008. Wow. Such a long time ago. Anyway, yeah, did what I wanted to do. Oh, Gmo, oh my God, Gmo got me this Enduro Sword of King Elisar by United Cutlery Brands. It's amazing. My God, it's amazing. But anyway, I have to show some more toys in the future. For now, I think I'm good. I want to just go to end this program now. I want to thank you, everyone, for bearing with us. Don't forget to catch me every Saturday morning on Monday Arab Sports Talk with the guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday for the Saturday Morning Extravaganza. We're on at 6 a.m. Pacific Time. I remember when we started at 9 a.m. That's funny. A long time ago. And then we moved it to 6. But it's all good. All right, folks. That's going to be it for now. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back on next Monday. We'll have a lot more to talk about, current events, and we'll be doing some more funny segments. But June 3rd will be Joke Night in America. So join us. Don't be square, guys. We'll see you. Peace!